Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
Last night, it was a bit of a sad, emotional rose ceremony, and I've got James on the phone here because, unfortunately, James didn't receive a rose. James, good morning. How are you, mate?
Good morning, sir. I'm good, mate.
Oh, that's good. Now, look, how'd you feel about the old daddy daycare challenge? Fair to say, I don't know, you didn't really impress the girls with that one. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think I took it as too much of have a laugh and get the housework done rather than taking it a bit serious like it was an actual real kid. But yeah, maybe I should have done that.
Well, they were after someone that could prove that they could do it, and I don't know if you did or not.
Yeah, who knows? I'm always up for a laugh, so if
exactly.
Take that into consideration, then who knows?
Well, you were the entertainment from the day anyway. Everyone else is taking it seriously, but you were the comic relief. I think that's even better. Now, there was a lot of talk about your, their words, hot-headedness last night. A couple of red flags thrown up for Ellie there as well. So obviously you watched the show last night. Did you agree with how you were portrayed there?
I look at it now and obviously, you know, I did some things wrong that, you know, I have to look back on and take it in and cop it on the chin and make some changes. So yeah, everything you saw was something that was not the right thing to do. And, you know, I've got to, you know, cop it on the chin, man, and deal with it and become better from it. So that's all I can say about it.
That's awesome because, you know, 90% of other guys in your situation would be like, oh, it's a bad edit. You know, they've made me out to be the bad guy and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm not one to talk smack. You know, I'd rather deal with it, cop it on the chin, and be a man about stuff. And,
that's amazing. Respect that. So you're in Queensland at the moment, right?
Yes, sir.
How's life going on the outside over there?
Yeah, it's good, Ben. The weather's been a little bit bad the last couple of days, but, you know, it's good to be in Australia and staying here with all, you know, the bad things with COVID. But, yeah, it's good to be on the beautiful beaches and, you know, chilling down on the sunny coast. So I couldn't complain.
Nice. Oh, so good. I think you're kind of in the same boat as South Australia. You know, you're not allowed to have stand-up beers and you can apparently go to the footy with 30,000 people, but you can't go and stand up and have a beer at the pub.
Very true.
How are you coping with everything over there?
You know, I'm pretty fine with it, to be honest. It's life now at the moment. There's people worse off and in countries that are, you know, having to deal with way worse than us, and Melbourne just got out of lockdown. So, you know, I'm feeling pretty lucky at the moment.
Yeah, no, count your lucky stars, I guess. And you've got the most beautiful beaches in Australia to entertain yourself as well.
That's it. Unbelievable.
Well, thank you so much for joining me, James. The Bachelorette continues tonight, 7:30 on Win. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Bye.